Boker Tov. Good morning, everyone. Simin Reish Vav 206. Dinei Hefsik Vitalos Beberkas Haperos. The laws of interruptions and errors when we make brachas on fruits and vegetables. Machaber tells us in Sif Aleph, we've really seen these halachas before in other contexts, but he repeats a pretty well-known halacha, or at least parts of them are well-known. Berech Haperos Ilan Barei Pri Adama Yaltza. If a person either inadvertently or even intentionally made a bracha of borei pri adama on something that's bracha really ought to be borei pri ha'etz. So you take an apple and you say borei pri adama. Even if you do that, says the Mishnah Berurah, b'mezid, you do that intentionally, which we know is incorrect. The halacha is yotza, you fulfilled your obligation, because trees and fruits do come from the ground, so the bracha is indeed a correct language, and you have fulfilled your obligation. However, if it goes the other way around, if you say borei pri ha'etz on a vegetable, so let's say you say borei pri ha'etz on a potato, lo yatzu, you have not fulfilled your obligation. Hilkach, therefore, imhu mesubak b'priim hu pri ha'etz o pri adama, we've seen in the past there are certain types of agricultural products which are not halachically so clear. Are they considered fruits or are they not considered fruits? We've seen things that grow on trees that might not have the halachic status of a fruit, or in other halachic conundrums where we're not sure is something a fruit or a vegetable, the halacha is mevorech bar pri adama. You should recite bar pri adama, and we've seen that in the past. Now, halakol, we've seen before, on any food item, imhu amar shahakol yatzav afilo al pasik v'yayin, if a person recites the bracha of shahakol, you fulfilled your obligation, even if it's bread, even if it's wine, because it's a catch-all bracha. Now, we've seen, the Mishnah Berurah points out again here, but we've seen this in the past, when we say these halachas that you can say sort of like the lowest common denominator bracha, if there's a suffix, again, he tells us, he reiterates, if it's a suffix, halachically what to do, that we can also say the lowest common denominator bracha, avalim hum suffix lo machmas sholomad. The person is just mesubak, he doesn't know what the correct bracha is because he's too lazy to find out the answer, or he hasn't studied the halacha, lo yochal shiyama, that's not what we're talking about. You have to go ask, go figure out what the answer is. Oh, I don't know what bracha you make on corn chips, I'll just say shahakol. That's not necessarily the right thing to do. That is the correct bracha. You need to ask, you need to follow up. That's not what this halacha is. And of course, the Mishnah Berurah points out this idea of using the catch-all, the lowest common denominator bracha, kol zeh b'dieved. This is not ideal. Aval chachila tzarech levarechal kol davar berchasa miuchadas lo. Ideally, a person should require and should recite the correct bracha on whatever he's eating. Mechaber just concludes and says beis hayuvan of pri adama upri ha'etz ubarechal pri adama miskaven lifter as pri ha'etz yatsa. A similar type of halacha, if you have a fruit and a vegetable, and so we're going to see there is a correct order and correct sequence of how to recite the brachas, but if a person deliberately has, a potato and an apple, and a person recites the bracha of borei pri adama and has direct kavana, direct intent to fulfill his obligation on the apple, so you fulfilled your bracha obligation, because again, a hadama will work on a fruit, but again, this is not the ideal thing to do. You should make the correct brachas on the correct food items, which everyone a wonderful day.